GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a surprise visit to Ukraine, his fourth visit to that war-torn country since Russia's invasion began.
We've seen good progress in the counteroffensive, which is very heartening. We want to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs, not only to succeed in the counteroffensive, but has what it needs for the long term.
He says the Ukrainian people, its forces, and Ukraine's leadership are extraordinarily brave and resilient. Coronavirus cases ticking back up across the country, hospitalizations up nearly 16% to more than 17,000 cases. Among those testing positive, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, said to have mild symptoms. So far, President Biden has tested negative. It's the toughest sentence yet for any January 6th defendant, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, getting 22 years after being convicted of seditious conspiracy. This is ABC News. The hunt for an escaped killer in southeastern Pennsylvania expanding again. Danilo Cavalcante has been on the run for nearly a week after breaking out of prison. Sources tell the Philadelphia Inquirer it appears Cavalcante got out by climbing on a prison roof and then running across it to a less secure area. Three sailors now safe after sharks started attacking them off the coast of Australia. ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk.
The adventurers from Russia and France were rescued after their inflatable catamaran came under attack from sharks. Joe Zeller from the Australian Maritime Safety Response Centre.
The emergency beacon absolutely saved their life. It enabled the Rescue Coordination Centre to identify their precise location and tailor the most appropriate and quickest response to rescue them.
Both hulls of the 30-foot boat had been damaged after several attacks. A nearby vehicle carrier was able to take them on board. They're now heading to Brisbane. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Emwin, ABC News.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Coming to the greater Green Bay Area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Hour two of Mino and the Mayor with Big Wayne in the house. This is Mino for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This is the time to replace your drafty old windows, not during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on. Pay as low as $19 a month per window and $75 a month on patio doors. Pella Windows, rated number one by Milwaukee homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, they come out for a free consultation. You plan with them as they can create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material, size, and so forth. It's no wonder why Pella is rated number one by homeowners as the window brand easiest to do business with. Customers often remark how quickly and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell that somebody was in your home. The only thing they leave behind, perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window and $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. $699 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See the showroom for details. Offer ends 9/30/23. There you go. Pella, strongly endorsed by the mayor of Green Bay.
Totally it is. And that ad that you wrote and read was awesome.
I didn't write it, but thank you.
I like their commercials.
Well, and
you like that voice I use when doing commercials? My commercial voice.
Yeah, but when they do come in, they do it right. And we talked a little bit about this last week. But you know, I live in an older home, but those windows, 2-3 windows. You don't have to do all whatever, 25 or whatever. But you, that will help your electricity, your heat, and the heat's crazy in Green Bay. I mean, WPS or We Energies, it's just. You know, it's expensive. And if you can reduce that by $100, you're paying.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like the math is there. Oh, so,
If you need custom windows, that's the place to go because I worked in that building. Oh. MGL was in there. So yes. I was in their warehouse. They're constantly, they have work that stays huge and they're making custom windows. I mean, it's quality stuff.
It is. They're a great sponsor and it's
great having them on.
Right.
And now we have a dilemma. You've got a big tailgate party coming up for the Packer Bears
Sunday.
Game and you have no bear meat and you have no idea how to get bear meat. So I've got a guy, we all know him, Mike Medke. He's one of those guys, no matter what problem you might have in the area or something, it's like that guy, you just go to that guy. He's that guy.
He knows everything.
He's that guy.
He walks around with an earbud in his head all the time
because it's like calling him.
It's like ding 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 ding.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, are you there?
I am here, guys. How are you?
Good. You know who you would kind of like be? You'd be, I'm trying to think of the name. It was Harvey Keitel in what's the movie? Great movie. John Travolta, Samuel Jackson. You know the one. Pulp Fiction. God.
Yes.
Pulp Fiction.
Yes.
Yes.
He's the fixer.
The fixer. I can't think of his name, though.
He's the fixer.
Yes. Who is that? Harvey Keitel. Who was he the fixer in Pulp Fiction?
When the guy got...
The wolf? Was it the wolf?
I don't... I like when a guy got shot in the back of his car, blood all over. He's like, this is what we're going to do. You know, all calm.
You shot Marvin in the head.
That's Mike.
That's Mike. Mike would be the guy that would clean it all up or find a way to get it all done.
In a nice dress shirt, too.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How you doing, Mikey?
God bless Quentin Tarantino.
Absolutely. Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Mayor would like to ask you a question.
I've got a funny little story about Quentin Tarantino. Back, not this recent writer strike in Hollywood. It was, years ago. My son and I our daughter was in a recording session in Costa Mesa, long story short. We went to Paramount Studios. All the actors were picketing. And my son and I were walking, and all of a sudden I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. The guy in front of you, I swear to God, looked Frankenstein. And he turns around, and it's Quentin Tarantino. Super nice guy.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm digressing.
You always run into people. Did you guys ever hear the story when he had lunch with Justin Bieber?
No.
No, he met Justin Bieber up on a mountain. Tell
that story.
Oh, God. Well, we were hiking in Runyon Canyon, and our son and daughter started running up the hill. And, you know, as the oxygen levels get a little weird, I just told my wife, just to forget it. I'm just going to sit down here by the bench. So we went back down kind of on this landing area. And as we're sitting there, all of a sudden this kid, you know, shirtless, parks next to me. And I looked at him, and it was just the weirdest conversation, as if we'd known each other for years. And as we're coming down, our son and daughter already knew that Bieber was running down the hill, so they recognized him. My daughter took a photo of me and Bieber. It's all over the internet. He just punched me in my last name and the Biebs, and it'll come out.
The Biebs are on a first
one
name basis.
One thing led to another, and it went to, within 15 minutes, went to like 20,000 hits. And I'm going, oh, geez, this ain't good. This is going to come into something. And lo and behold, TMZ got a hold of it, and the rest is history.
Didn't they, dog you for a long time? The paparazzi?
Oh, yeah. And then, the paparazzi, it was nutty. I mean, I during that timeline, I had 17 countries. Believe it or not, this is so weird. 17 countries called me to jump on their radio show to tell me, you know, try to debunk who I was based on if I was his love guru, his fitness instructor. It was the weirdest stuff. I mean, there were workouts out there that it was published that, you know, how I trained Justin Bieber, to get fit. And I'm going, none of it was true, but it was just a casual conversation.
Knowing you, you'd think you would have monetized that.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Right. Oh, yeah, I'm his personal trainer. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, come to the trainer that trained Justin Bieber.
Imagine if they would have called me out of it all.
Yeah, you would have been all over that. You would have photoshopped a picture of you and him.
I designed his
back
tattoos.
Back in my bodybuilding days.
Just making honey together.
Right. Hey, Mike, the reason... Mike and I, yes, we know each other. How is your daughter doing? I know she's
tremendously talented.
Yes. Great. We've got 2.5 weeks and she'll be getting married up in Door County. So
nice.
We got a lot of things going on. It's awesome. But she's doing great, auditioning until after the wedding, and then, it's the next one. So
it is.
It'll be a fun one. It'll be a fun one. We got a lot of who's who people come to the wedding. They're pretty connected, so that'll be just fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. Want to ride together, Wayne?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, the reason you're on, I really know your partners, Jeff and Bob Wires, but you had tailgate parties a lot, at the Fun House.
Yeah.
And you would honor's not the right word. You would razz maybe the opponents by having food. And we had dolphin one time, but anyway, one time you had bear and it was on a spigot. Do you remember that? It was a Monday night game.
Yeah. So long story short, we've been doing what we call the barbecue since 2007. So every year we've been doing this up until last year. So I don't know if you've driven by our fun house. It's completely demolished. We're going to be putting up pretty much a Taj Mahal with an upper deck, and it's going to be outstanding because it's just that time. So we finally, pull that trigger, and she's flat as a pancake today, and it'll be the coolest tailgate facility, maybe an Airbnb, who knows.
But hey, Mike, I have to ask, what do you think you guys or the company paid for that way back when in like 1990 or whenever you bought it?
Yeah. So in 2007, I purchased that particular lot and home for 215 grand. We thought we'd overpaid. And then over time, I mean, right now, I think the cheapest is 500. And it's in that range of five to 750 down the block. Someone just bought it for $1 million.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's back in the day, if we all were thinking ahead and knowing what was happening, we could have all bought a
70s.
Volvo because they're all, and they're all being sold for that. So there was another one that just got, purchased for $750, and I mean it was smaller than our
when the Packers sucked in the mid '80s. I bet you could have gotten those for $130.
Less than that, John.
No doubt about it.
Right?
And probably closer to $100,000.
Right.
Wow.
I mean,
unreal.
Just think, you could have bought seven, eight of those. Right. Yeah. Buy eight of those houses.
Yeah.
Now what am I going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, Mike. The bear.
Well, bear what, you. You're looking for a bear. So
here, no, I don't want a bear.
I can make a.
I just want a piece of. I just want. I'm going to a party, and I want to bring. I don't want to bring a whole bear, and I don't want to. No.
How cool would that be if you were that guy?
I would be the star. But any suggestions where I can incorporate a little bear meat into my party?
He wants to put it on crackers, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is an indirect plug, but you'll be able to get what you want here. It's called the All Things Jerky. It's in Appleton.
Okay, we love Appleton.
And you'll find your bear jerky there, and I mean in little packets and whatnot. They'll take care of you. So if you're looking just for that novelty bear hit, go to All Things Jerky in Appleton. I mean, I think what is West Hill Boulevard, if I remember.
Oh, yeah.
West Hill Boulevard.
I wrote it down. What are the suggestions? What if I want to go big, like next time that they play here? And
let us know. I mean, we got a guy up in Shawano. There's bear up there. We typically have been getting ours kind of in western Wisconsin. And if someone's running up toward Canada on a bear hunt, we've been kind of tagging on grabbing, someone that, I mean, we're doing this well in advance, freezing it in the whole bit. I mean, we sparnfurkle it like a pig.
Right.
It takes oh my gosh, it's a process throughout the night. We start at 11 o'clock.
What's pretty tough game. Otherwise, isn't it? The meat?
Oh yeah. I mean, it was one year that, as we were cooking for a bear game and it takes at least a good 8 hours. And then, and believe me, you want to throw a lot of barbecue sauce on it. It still has a gamey taste, but if you kind of soak it in some sauce and season it correctly, I mean, it's not bad. It's actually, it's kind of has a
sweeter flavor,
more of a, it's kind of a roast beefy thing, but again, you got to throw some seasoning at it. It's still gamey no matter what, but it's just fun. And one year we had, all racked up. We had John Madden in his big bus,
yep.
all ready to go. I think Johnny, you remember that.
Yeah, I do. Yep.
And the weird part about it, we had it all set, cameras ready to go. Matter of fact, I think Jim, you might have.
Yes. Been,
I think we might have ramped you up to be a part of that as well.
Right.
But then he got into John Madden got into some kind of a crazy mood and didn't feel like getting out of the bus.
Yeah.
He never stepped out.
Yeah,
it was the weirdest thing. And we're going, oh my God, we got cameras and all this stuff ready to go. The bear is just, and that was probably one of our better ones and bigger ones too.
Yeah. I remember that. He just, but, for some reason, just wouldn't go along with it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just odd.
He was a different guy. I've dealt with him a little bit. He was a different guy. And I'm saying different in a complimentary way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So,
for the immediate thing, Jim, is you want to go to All Things Jerky?
Got it,
Mikey. Can you hang on? I want something else to talk to you about as soon as we come back in 2 minutes. Is that okay?
10-4.
So, all right. Sounds great. Thank you, Mickey, joining us. Be back right after this.
Your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there. See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 78 today under cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 63. Mainly clear skies and quiet Friday with daytime highs approaching 67. 72 Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Time was drifting, this rocket got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Welcome back! Mino and the Mayor with Big Wayne. Give me a little bit, give me some Big Wayne music again, Jason, if you don't mind. Just a little bit there. A little bit. With Big Wayne. Big Wayne. The world's greatest beekeeper. If you're looking for pollen, if you're looking for honey, where do you go? Big Wayne's A-Frame Pollen Shop.
3238 White Pine Road, Suamico.
Nice.
Self-serve cart.
Nice. We're dealing with a dilemma trying to find some bear meat. We got Mike Metke on the phone who every year, Mike, how many years have you been putting on one of the, how shall I put it? I don't want to say star studded because that sounds like you're whatever, but your tailgate parties are more than a tailgate party. They're that step beyond. How many years have you been doing that?
We've been doing it since 2007.
And how much money do you think you've raised for charities and things like that?
Oh, geez. Over $100,000.
So I remember one year you gave like $5,000 to the veterans group that I was working with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's people come out, and obviously when you're in that celebratory fan mode, you know, it's an easy way to, you know, help other people out by just asking for a quick donation, you know. So what we do is we all our expenses are food, beer, and entertainment. We take on all that, and the rest goes to the charities.
But it's invitation only, right?
Well, you know, for a while there it was, and then obviously, you know, we couldn't control it. So, long story short, I hired the St. Norbert hockey team to be our bouncers, and that was a no brainer. I helped the guys out there, and you know, we gave a little tip to the club, and they had a ball. We still are, honest to God, still are friends with some of those guys today, which has been awesome, you know, to have lifelong friends that just kind of evolved out of, you know, fun.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of times when Bart, obviously matter of fact, the guys are golfing with Barstar Jr. today at a charity golf outing we do every year. But
you invited to that one, Jim?
No, I had to work with you.
Yeah, you didn't. You weren't invited to the Bart Starr Jr. tournament either.
I'm stuck here with you.
But Bart Starr, you know, Zeke Bratkowski, all these guys were regulars, and when they came, obviously we had to really flank them with, and I don't want to call them bodyguards, but just security, because obviously people, you know, when you have a few drinks, they get a little crazy.
Well, I remember some people one time, and yeah. I was there, and it was might be that championship game was super cold against the Giants, and some people were like climbing over the fence to come into the garage. I don't know if you remember that one, Mikey, and I don't know if it was or somebody had to throw them out, but they climbed right over the fence to join somebody else's backyard party.
No, that hockey team.
Oh, gosh. I've got stories that, yeah, I do. I've got so many stories. I mean, and then we had you know, Josh Duhamel, the actor. I mean, we had Adam Sandler. I mean, these guys just pop out of nowhere. We don't even, you know, it was one year with Justin Lake and what the hell is the guy's name from Varsity Blues? Anyway, I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
But then, and at one time I was dressed up in our mascot costume. It was a little meat packer. I don't know if you remember that, Johnny.
I remember that.
And the weird part is someone asked me to take their picture with him, and it was Justin Timberlake and his now wife. And I
Jessica Biel?
Went, what the heck? Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but we had such random people that would just show up at our gig because they knew it was a kind of that secured environment. But, you know, with the house next door owned by, you know, the gentleman and his group outfit out of ESPN. I mean, they've got some heavy hitters that come there. It's never were walking behind that fence. Believe me, you'll see some big names coming there too. You know,
at one time they had the underground.
At one time they had some
NBA team there, and not hard telling these guys are basketball players.
Oh, really? ESPN.
There's a lot of houses that do some entertaining, but. And then if you go down just a little bit further, there's another house, right? Didn't he put two together, Mike?
He's got two together there, Jim. Sure.
Right. Yeah. They have some great parties. I don't get invited anymore.
No, me neither. I mean, I get it. There's a day, though. There's
me too.
You too?
I got the pictures to prove it. That's too. Right.
I've got the memories.
we got the memories.
Yeah.
And they can't take that away.
Right.
You know, once our new place is done, guys, we'll, you know, Johnny and I go way back. We collaborated on a book. Jim, you and I have been friends with you, Donna, my wife Denise.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys are both Two Rivers people, right?
Jets.
Well, my wife and Jim are Two Rivers people, right. Correct?
Okay. Yep.
And then I go way back with Wayno. So I mean, it's kind of a crazy.
Can I be the bouncer?
You can be a good bouncer.
I want to be the bouncer at the front door.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John,
he's the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great. But
remember Seinfeld, Mikey, where... Didn't you hate those kids that had ponies? I had a pony in Poland. I loved that pony. I had to leave him there. You couldn't take him to Ellis Island? Yes. So anyway, Mike, that's the reason we called you, to try to find some bear meat.
Yes. And Mike, what is all your right, home well, going to be? You
know, for, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what's the status on your reconstruction? Is that going to be this season or is it going to be next season?
Well, we just stopped it. It just the garage on the house came down 2 days ago.
Okay,
And now construction. So this season we're off the air. We have no home. Yeah, yep. we're go off the grid until that's all done. So, you know, looking forward to the following year. But we got to take. I wish we would have did that during COVID, but you know, it just didn't. The stars didn't align.
Well, I work with the homeless, so if you ever want to stop in, I can help you out. No, I think you're doing.
Mike,
all right.
I got to ask Jessica Biel in person.
Hot.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
No doubt.
I love Jessica Biel. She's one of my favorite actresses of all time.
Right.
Actually, one of the most, speaking of actresses, I mean, the one that I absolutely cannot stand, I have no problem saying is, I was at, we were working out at Gold's Gym in Venice, my son and I, and there was a guy that was training this one gal. She had sunglasses on. She was doing hyperextension. Long story short, I tend to walk hard and fast.
Hurry up, we got 15 seconds.
She, I bumped into her, and lo and behold, Julia Roberts, and boy, did she read me the riot act. I hit her so hard, the sunglasses flew off.
Thank you, Mike Medke, you're the best.
All right.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on a surprise visit to Ukraine, his fourth visit to that war-torn country since Russia's invasion began.
We've seen good progress in the counteroffensive, which is very heartening. We want to make sure that Ukraine has what it needs not only to succeed in the counteroffensive, but has what it needs for the long term.
He says the Ukrainian people, its forces, and Ukraine's leadership are extraordinarily brave and resilient. Coronavirus cases ticking back up across the country. Hospitalizations up nearly 16% to more than 17,000 cases. Among those testing positive, First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, said to have mild symptoms. So far, President Biden has tested negative. It's the toughest sentence yet for any January 6th defendant, former Proud Boys leader Enrique Tarrio, getting 22 years after being convicted of seditious conspiracy. This is ABC News.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 bucks. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with Big Wayne here. WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM coming your way. Now, okay, so we're talking about the Packer-Bears game, obviously. Tomorrow, we've got a very special guest, Tony Mandarich,
right,
coming on, who, by the way, ironically, was a big bear hunter in his day.
I know he had dogs.
But he would go to Canada and bear hunt.
Oh.
And I think he cooked his own meat. So we'll talk to him because we're on a mission for when the Packers play the Bears here in Green Bay. That you're going to have some bear meat.
And I am.
Look at the schedule right there. We got to figure it out. It's right there.
Oh,
it's right.
You need to, yeah, right, you need there to say his name right.
Whose?
Tony's.
What did I say?
Mandarich. Look at Mandarich. Look at him crawl. Coach what? Buck, I watched Mandarich for skill.
You don't know what he's talking about, do you?
Nothing.
I do. I do.
Coach Buck was his coach.
He's talking about one of the most legendary coaches in history of college football. His name was Buck Nystrom, and he was a coach. He coached with Nick Saban. He coached with Barry Switzer. He coached with some of the biggest names.
He was I think it was 1956 Rose Bowl MVP as a guard.
He was about 5'9".
Just mean.
But, you know, he gave us one speech one time in high school. And you literally wanted to run through a door.
That's awesome.
It was unbelievable, the speech he gave. He was where he said he worked on the railroad in college in the summers.
That's cool.
And be like, you know, and up in the UP, it's just, you know, it gets hot, but it gets so humid. Hey, Wayne.
Oh,
just goodness. Humidity up there is ridiculous. And the deer flies and it can be miserable when you're doing it out there. And he would take a dummy. He'd keep a blocking dummy in the back of his truck.
No way.
And during lunch, he would have a guy hold the dummy and he'd practice blocking while working out on the railroad for lunch. Isn't that a true story?
Yeah.
Really?
There was so many stories with him. So when he was coaching down at Michigan State, he before they had turf.
But he was Tony's coach, right? Tony Mantis.
Yeah,
coach.
He was the guy. We watched all the film. That was our film for offensive line and so anyway, but he was a big chewer.
And he would just be down his sweatshirt.
He'd spit on the, you know, in the grass. But when the Michigan State got turf, they said, hey, coach, you can't be spitting on the turf anymore. So he put a rain jacket on, Michigan State, and he would spit in the pocket.
Oh my God.
And he did that up at Northern. And he would just be sweating.
Yeah.
And that guy would be so fired up the time.
All the time. Like you can't, the most motivational, inspiring guy I've ever met in my entire lifetime.
Yeah. One, I never forget it. I was a true freshman. I was on the traveling team and he was doing the pregame speech. And I think we were playing North Dakota State and he was just like, going crazy. And one of our best linemen was on his knee up front. Cause that's what he coached linemen. And he was going out and he got so fired. He just freaking bam, like just slapped him, almost knocked him out. And everyone was like, yeah, I'm like, I'm not in Krivitz anymore.
Oh, he was something else. He was really something else. So we got to remember to ask Tony Mandrich.
Manderick.
About Buck Nystrom. Really, he died about a year ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, about a year ago. Just legendary. Wow. I mean, Nick Saban can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah.
Barry Switzer can't say enough good things
about
him.
He was a pupil of Vince Lombardi.
Absolutely. He was amazing.
We had to abide by the 15-minute rule.
Early?
He'd kick us out if we weren't 15 minutes early.
Yeah. Yeah. He was something else.
So back to the Bears and the bear meat, which, okay, that was
basically that's just what said,
seven
okay,
minutes.
Just
that was great.
Quiet.
Nice
conversation amongst yourselves about somebody I have no idea who
right.
it is.
That's exactly
nobody
right.
else does. But
I just want to say, but we could go on and on at nauseam like you have been because we have time, Johnny. John, that Bears game is September 10th, you know, the game we're talking about, and we will not have a bear by then. The next time we play the Bears, and the schedule you just handed me says to be determined. So it's after December 31st.
Yeah, okay.
So we have a lot of time to find a bear and a recipe and invite some friends.
We could raise a bear then.
Let's call the zoo. And
absolutely.
Okay, so we are going to invite some special friends, Wayne, obviously, Johnny, Jason, and we are going to have bear. And my job is to find the bear. Wayne, why don't you dig up the recipe and Johnny...
No, you want me to find the guy who's going to smoke it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're I'll get the bear because a friend of mine texted me and he said he's going bear hunting next week.
Okay.
And I was best man at this guy's wedding. So he'll come through.
I'll bring the honey to glaze it with if that's part of the recipe.
That does sound pretty because you need to sweeten it up.
Yeah. Wayne, why don't you just find a recipe? Just don't even tell us. Just
too much work. It's too much work for me.
The hardest worker we know.
Right.
We're the slackers, Wayne. That's why we are slackers.
Please don't give me a job.
But do stuff.
Please don't give me another job. I got too many already.
Okay, so we're going to do
that. So disappointing you, Wayne.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
Wayne, we need you to come through on this.
Hey, when are you going to judge our push-up contest?
Let's go right now.
Well, not now because I got to... tight shirt on.
Just, okay, here we go, you guys. I just got a text from Dan Lynn.
All right.
Again, great friend of mine, best man at his wedding. He just said, I will get you bear meat. So my job has been done.
We didn't even leave the studio and he said, here, this job.
He's pretty confident.
This guy, he's a good hunter.
Well, if your job is done, then you need to look up the recipe.
No, I'm done. Hey, I could have not told you that. I'm just
so where are we doing this?
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
You get it smoked, and we're going to have a little party, you guys. I don't know if we're going to do that here, because we have to bring Kevin Van Ness in. Remember we talked to him?
Yeah. So we got to smoke it somewhere off-site and then bring it back?
Yeah, we got to find somebody who will smoke it for us.
Anybody out there, will you smoke this for us? We'll pay you in t-shirts and M&Ms. That's all we have.
That's all we got.
And some some pens that Jim took from the mayor's office when he left.
Exactly. That's about all we got. That is true what we got.
Jason, we got anything else?
But Johnny.
No.
Okay, that's although the our
hey, you know, we gotta get some canned coolies like the glam band. How about that?
Okay, our boss is coming in today. We're having breakfast with her, and let's ask about some coffee
swag.
Cup. No, some yeah, the coffee
swag.
Cup thing, right? They're all lame. They're slowing it. So the next game is Atlanta, and when I looked it up, it said that Atlanta, you should have hush puppies. That is not on my diet.
What is a hush puppy?
You know, it's like
it's
that.
A fish or something.
No.
Isn't it a fish?
I think it's tennis shoes or something.
No. It's a piece of cornbread. When a piece of cornbread meets a fluffy pancake.
That's a lot of carbs.
Right?
We got
to figure something out.
I thought hush puppy was a type of fish.
No.
Like catfish or something.
And then it's New Orleans and then Detroit.
So New Orleans would be great with gumbo and stuff.
Oh, totally.
Big fan
We're going
of gumbo
in on gumbo.
Stuff. We're all
so
in on
that. So those are the next 3 weeks. But we, you know, I like to cook. All three of us like to eat. John, more than the two of us. But we're going to talk about this a little bit. But this is going to be fun. But we have a lot of time to get that bear. A lot. But I'm in. I've did my part. So, Wayne, you're assigned the recipe.
Wayne,
Johnny,
should you accept this mission?
No, it's too late. And Johnny, you're going to find the smoker. Okay.
Okay. I'm finding the smoker.
This is going to be fun.
Anybody out there who can smoke it for me, let me know. You can text me. If you're one of my Facebook people or whatever, go ahead and text me. Or call us 920-264-0606. Jason, how do they text?
Hold on. Someone's calling.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Go on the app.
We gotta
download the Civic Media app.
Okay.
Make WGBW your favorite station and hit the text button.
Nice.
Really? That's it.
You're our favorite texter.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're our favorite texter.
I'm glad you're here today.
Me too.
All right.
Do you still lift?
Yeah.
Oh. At home?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I've ever. I've always worked out at home, even in high school.
We got Jason.
We have our special guest that called in today.
Oh, excellent.
We have Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio.
Phenomenal.
All right, Mike.
All righty. Oh, excellent.
How you doing, Mike?
Thank God.
Doing all right. You know, the alarm, you know, after that late night work and whatever, didn't want to cooperate. So I apologize. I'll send whatever California's delicacies are.
Yeah. Well, we'd appreciate that.
Seaweed salad and, you know, some sand.
Take care, Wayne. Mike, we hear that. Excuse from John. Pretty
all
much
the time.
Once a week.
Yes.
So anyway, hey, welcome. We're glad you're joining us. We're excited to have you on. How are you doing? Like, where are you at? But what's life treating? How's life treating you?
Exciting
right now?
Time of year.
Yep.
Well, it's that time, right? Everything kicks into overdrive. Extra radio spots, extra podcasts, extra a little bit of everything, right? As you try to get yourself coordinated to celebrate 273 beautiful regular season games, some better than others. But, you know, look, I'm a Southside Chicagoan by birth, so it's been a lot of long years. And getting this game right off the jump, hey, everybody's fired up. But it's that, you know, anticipation of, at least for this year, can honestly say it's a little more wide open than we've ever seen it. When you add the wrinkle of a Kelce injury and Chris Jones, hey, I can afford to hold out. I don't need your $1 million a week.
Right.
Problems we all wish we had. and then you look at San Francisco. Everybody wants to crown him. Do you trust Brock Purdy? Do you trust George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey to get through another season unscathed? I mean, this and so many more questions will be answered on the next episode of Soap. Everybody over 50 got that joke.
Now you've got you've got a former Packer as a co-host, right?
Bucky. Yeah, my guy Bucky Brooks on Sunday mornings. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Now let me ask this other question here. Green Bay, I mean, obviously nobody's talking about the Packers this year. I mean, they're even underdogs going into the game against the Bears. Can't remember the last time that happened. Does anybody giving the Packers any love, and not mean that in a pun way, but anybody nationally giving them any love this year?
Yeah, I picked him to win the division.
Oh, really?
Did a big piece on it yesterday. Absolutely.
Oh, but yes,
on our podcast, the I Watch Flex podcast from what Smith and I were doing a little bit yesterday. We'll do more in-depth preview a little later on tonight on our show. But I like the balance of what this squad is, and I think my guy Jason Smith's in kind of agreement with me on this. Is, you know, Jordan Love doesn't have to be superhuman. He doesn't have to be the two guys that preceded him. I know everybody wants. He's going to want it. Right. And if the numbers aren't gaudy, it's going to be like, well, man, you know, hey, what's going on here?
But I hope you're right.
Running backs. You got a couple of young wide receivers that he got to work with a lot when Aaron was on his darkness retreats and ayahuasca hangouts and whatever the hell he was doing last year.
Right.
So, you know, you got a little bit of that built in. And anybody that claims they know what he is at this point, outside of even, I don't even think the people in the room up there, yeah, right, that have made all the decisions, you're 100% sure what happens when that first snap hits. But I look at that roster. I got to think the defense gives you more, right? We were expecting more last year from them. But they give you a little more this year. You got the young receivers. You got Jones and Dylan back. I think Jordan Love, he doesn't have to be superhuman. He just doesn't have, he's just got to not make mistakes. And I think you got enough to win games.
I hope you're right. But yeah, I just, some of these other national polls, you know, I'm going with you. Sure. But did you see they have him third? I mean, they do. They have the Vikings, Lions, and then us. And that hurt when I read that.
I see the Vikings having a down year this year. Yeah. I think they got two guys that were really good. I thought, at least against the Packers, was Cook and Thielen, and they're both gone. I think that's a beautiful thing.
I that would be great for this community because, you know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, but, you know, there was football, but there was then his whole persona. And Love is all about football. And I think people are ready to move on. So I just hope he has a winning season. I don't know the guy, but, you know, the fans, I will tell you this, the fans are behind him.
Absolutely.
Well, waiting his turn. Like he didn't chirp. He didn't cause any issues. Yeah. Now, let's face it. You guys have had 30 straight years of
Hall of Famers.
Get some drama in, but. You know, like after 30 years, not getting picked first, I can't feel too bad for you. Come on.
Well, all right, love me.
I mean, the Lions have been picked last since I think I was born.
Oh, I know.
Even though you got Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson that come through. How's that? Two generational guys.
I know.
That basically is like, hey, have a good time. The Bears, they rose up a couple of times, but generally, I mean, the I own you, Aaron Rodgers thing wasn't wrong. And Brett Favre before that. Hell, Don Majkowski had their number for a while. So, I mean, you know, it's been a long time since they've had it there. And then Minnesota has had pockets of great success, including one with the former quarterback Favre. But, you know, for the most part, it's been your division to, as they say, lose for a very, very long time. So, you know, whenever there's a period of change and a new king is crowned, I get it, a little bit of anxiety, but... You know, the national media, look, they're so worried about the Jets and bowing down to the altar of Deion Sanders right now. I don't think anybody's paying attention to anything else.
But, boy, they're picking Dallas to win it all. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that one's confusing me a little bit. You know, I mean, what have you seen that's different here? Is Tony Pollard going to be able to hold up over a whole season? Like, or is Deuce Vaughn, who's shorter than I am, suddenly going to become some wizard out there? No. CD Lamb's a great player. You've lost some other pieces. I think there's the estimation that the defense is going to be great. Well, that division is going to cannibalize itself.
Oh, gosh.
Like, there's the no Eagles weak team in there, right?
That's crazy. You know,
the weakest thing in there is Ron Rivera as a head coach.
Hey, Mike, we got to send a real quick break. Can you hang on for 2 minutes, buddy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, buddy. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports, back at us.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out.
Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered thunderstorms likely today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 78. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 56. Cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 63. Overcast. High of 67. Friday, under mainly sunny skies. 71. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, with a very special guest from Fox Sports, Mike Harmon. This segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. Right now, at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, pay as low as $19 per window and $75 per month on patio doors. Visit Pella of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com today. Pella Windows and Doors, your window to the world. Oh, Mike, do you still do stuff with Will Blackman?
Oh, yeah. Will, for a long time.
That's
yeah,
my Packer that I was talking about earlier. Yeah, because we used to have Will Blackman on a lot of times in the different shows we did. We loved him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, Will's a good dude. He did a little bit in the coaching game. He was on the doing some internships and running around out in the strawberry fields here with the Cowboys.
Oh, cool.
Down in and out in Oxnard this year. So trying to add that to another feather to his cap. But yes, see, I got multiple Packers in
there. There you go. Nice. Hey, south side of Chicago, Jim was just asking. I grew up a White Sox fan. Obviously, you did too, right?
Yeah, still am.
All right.
It's painful to try to go through that. And yesterday it was funny. We had the behind the scenes stuff, right? Our technical producer had some car issues, so someone else had to stick around. And they're like, oh, we'll do Yasan and we'll put on the end of this White Sox Royals game. And he sees it's the ninth inning, goes, oh, I'm sorry, it's the ninth inning. I should have had it on when you came in. And I laughed. I go, yeah, just watch what's about to happen. Ground ball to third. He airmails it. White Sox lose 7-6. I'll cut to the chase. That's been the story of my season. I got that. I got a Mets fan next to me each night. So we're both ready for football.
Yes.
We are. You know what? If your team's not in it baseball-wise, and we're lucky the Brewers have had a great second half of the season, so that's really exciting. But once your team is kind of out of it, boy, does baseball lose its luster, doesn't it, though?
Because, you know.
It becomes a difficult thing. Now, obviously, us grabbing our arms around it nationally and me being here in Southern California, the Dodgers have been interesting, you know, with the shuffle up and deal kind of approach. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman are just a joy to watch every night. The ongoing saga of how much money can the Angels spend without getting an actual win? A guy like Anthony Rendon, who's getting $35 million a year. And then when asked about the status of his injuries, he's like, oh, today I don't speak English. And left the clubhouse. The Shohei Ohtani, did you guys see this? They sent out a body double for the team photo. He was unavailable.
No.
So they're going to Photoshop him in later. Oh, yeah. It's a great story. Absolutely fantastic.
Well, you know, you're talking about overpaid. Wasn't reading the other day between the Mets, Yankees, and San Diego, the amount of money they're paying their players versus their record and versus some teams that are like a 20th of that.
Right.
You know, and
one player.
And what their records are. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, we used to, in Milwaukee, we always used to say, you know, well, we'll never be able to win because we don't have the money. Well, now you realize it's a lot more of the scouting and the development than it really is the money. Wouldn't you say, Mike?
Oh, that's it. That's it. Right. And, you know, hitting on guys and then being judicious about your spending. Right.
Yep.
You know, the old fallacy for years and growing up in Chicago was, well, the Cubs don't spend money. It's like, no, they were always top 10 in payroll. Problem is they were paying a bunch of guys who were washed up because they were once upon a time really good names.
Yep.
And going down that route. I mean, look at what Baltimore is. It's all a bunch of kids.
Yep.
But right? Boy,
they're not really paying much of anything. You got the Rays have been doing it forever.
Yep.
And they're at 84 wins again, and they're anonymous. The biggest star they've got on their team is away from the squad with an investigation. So, I mean, you got that going. Obviously, the thing here with Julio Urias. with the Dodgers. I mean, they spend money, but the key to their success is it's the farm system. And then you go buy one or two, you know, high priced groceries, right? It's like, yep, I'm building a basic salad. And then I went and bought myself some overpriced mushrooms to throw over the top of it.
Shiitake.
Or, you know, some wagyu beef or something, yeah, you know? So you got that, but you know, I think everybody enjoys with, you know, kicking the Yankees while they're down. And I think they'll continue to pay Brian Cashman, even though he's long overdue for a new job.
But yeah. Boy, I bet they wish they had that whole NFL cap and collar, and just there's parody in the NFL. Would you agree with that? Even though they have
100%.
Okay, yeah. And I think that's very cool. And you know, I mean, obviously, diehard Packer fan here, but everybody starts off well tomorrow, right? Tomorrow's the first game. Thinking they're going to win the Super Bowl, right?
Oh yeah, but you know one of the things is in the NFL, you can go from being really crappy to really good in a fairly short time. I mean, a few years back, San Francisco had that great run when Harbaugh was the coach, and they had that unbelievable defense and Kaepernick. Nobody could figure him out, and then they just went down to zero, and here they are back way up again. So it's one thing about the NFL; it's hard to count anybody out for a long time.
Well, that's it, right? You get smart about it. You have one or two picks fall into your lap that you got to get right. Like, people forget that whole part of it.
Yep.
Right? It's not that easy, set it and forget it. I mean, I read a stat. We were talking about it off air yesterday. You know the last quarterback drafted first overall to win his first start?
Who?
You guys want to guess?
Kyler Murray?
Guy from the
2002,
Jets.
David Carr.
Oh, my gosh. David
the
Carr.
Quarterbacks that have succeeded him, 0-13-1.
Well, one of the reasons, obviously, because it's probably one of the crappiest teams, obviously, that draft him.
Sure. But just to show, like, right out of the jump, like, hey, yeah, you can restart it, but you still got to pick the right guy. Because remember, David Carr spent most of the rest of his career on his back.
Absolutely.
Because that offensive line was such trash. But it is the type of league that, you know, look, every team, because they're paying the same amount, you may not want to go play for team X, Y, or Z, but the money's just as green.
Yeah. Right.
And you can always find something to do in the little bit of downtime that you do have.
So, I mean, you really, really know this. I was delighted what you said about the Packers winning the division. And I'm hopeful, but I also think they can. I don't know a lot about the X's and O's, but you know, from what I hear and what Johnny's been telling me, I feel good about that. Tell me about you. Do you do those predictions way out, like the division and Super Bowl?
Oh, we went crazy. I can give you what I gave the okay. Super Bowl, and maybe
give it to us. Ah,
we want to bet.
Give it to us.
We gamble.
I got Jaguars Giants.
Really?
Wow. How's
that?
Jacksonville,
now,
really?
Now, you know, look, you get no laurel crown for outrunning a furrow. So just saying, hey, the Chiefs are going to get there. It doesn't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not getting me excited.
Yeah.
But they should win that division. Chargers will figure out a way to charger.
Yeah.
The Raiders, come on now. You got Chandler Jones being locked out of the building, can't even get into a gym. And hey, you trust in Russell Wilson?
Right.
That. In the South, I mean, the Titans are interesting, right? I've got them finding themselves into a wild card spot because I think you've just got enough there. I think Ryan Tannehill kind of gets a bum rap based on where he was drafted, and somehow he was suddenly expected to be the next one. But, I mean, Houston and Indianapolis are going to be dreadful.
Yep. Yeah.
So the Jaguars should win that division, so give them a shot. The North is going to cannibalize itself, right? The winner of that is going to be, what, 10-7?
Yeah.
Maybe it's Baltimore. Maybe it's Pittsburgh. Is Lamar – I've got a lot of shares in the fantasy game of Lamar Jackson, but is he giving me over 12 games? I don't know.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, is Joe Burrow going to be healthy, or how much of the riding out of this injury was, hey, would you finally pay me already?
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So you got that. And the Browns can't be any worse than they were a year ago. Right. And then you look at – go ahead. Sorry.
We're out of time.
We love you.
This is great. This is wonderful stuff.
I owe you one.
Okay. We'll have you back.
No problem. Mike Harmon, Fox Sports, thank you so very much for joining us. This is really a treat.
Right on. Take care, guys.
Thanks, brother. See ya. All right. Look at the time.
That's unbelievable.
Our time's day went by very, very fast.
It did.
All right.
That was fun today.
All right.
All right. Cool. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mine or the Mayor. Big guest tomorrow, Tony Mandarich. See ya.
Green Bay. Bay and City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouth-watering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.